flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Junkies. We're joined now on the Rude Guest Hotline by Nick Dowd of the Washington Capitals, powered by Verizon. Dowder, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing well. By the way, did we have to go through a bunch of layers of your people because your star is rising? There's a big story about you in the Washington Post about your line with
Superstar.
The Washington Capitals. I mean, you're big time now. Look at you.
Oh, I didn't even know that was that. I told you, I don't read that stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's one you should save or have your wife frame it, hang it up in your office.
So hold on, Dowder, you never get cocky in front of your wife or something. When my wife's driving around and I think she's driving a little risky, I say, you know, I'm famous. We can't, you know, die. If we die in this, no one's going to write about you. They're only going to write about me. I like to flex that in front of her sometimes.
And he's not Nick Dowd.
Such a romantic.
Famous.
Yeah. You don't ever flex your fame in front of your wife and kids.
Oh, man. That's the last thing I would do. My wife she doesn't care at all. She'll sit there and tell me.
Mine doesn't either.
She'll sit there and say, oh, I remember when I was with you in college and you sucked.
You're right. Right.
You know what, though? You, the guys on your line respect you in the Washington Post. They say they don't like to hear the term fourth line. Duhame calls it Dowder's line.
Dowder.
Yeah, that's my boy there. Yeah, he's stuck with me throughout the year. We've had a couple guys come and go, and Dewey's been right there with me. But we've been fortunate this year. I played with some great players over the years, and this year's no different. So.
Dowder, very nice win in Edmonton. You guys got to face the Oilers without Connor McDavid, but they still have plenty of firepower. You guys were able to limit them to 2 goals, so nice win there. But the biggest story from the Edmonton game,
I know where you're going,
was the nachos being thrown on the ice. Like, what psychotic person goes and buys $15 nachos, has the cheese and the jalapenos, and maybe a side of salsa, and then just heaves it out on the ice and wastes such a fine product?
Were you on the ice when that happened?
No, I actually didn't even see it until the shot was taken, and then I kind of just happened to see as Draisaitl entered the zone. I kind of, you catch a glimpse of it, and then it all happened so quickly. And then I just loved how guys were pointing at the nachos as if they made a big difference in the goal.
Right.
I thought I would have done the exact same thing. If I was on the ice, I would have lost it and been like, hey, there's nachos out here. How are we supposed to play?
Right.
So, Dowder, if you're attending a game, say you're at a Wizards game, and you have 3 choices, are you a nachos guy, are you a hot dog guy, or are you a soft pretzel guy?
Oh, I mean, I'd probably go hot dog. Maybe, I mean, if I was at a baseball game, I'm going brat.
Okay, nice. You know? Like that.
And then I'm probably going like a brat and a beer at a baseball game. That's all time.
Yeah.
Wizards game inside. I think that changes it up. I think, you know, I mean, I'm not opposed. I'm definitely not going nachos, I can tell you that.
Okay.
You know, but I'm not opposed to a soft pretzel. You know, I mean, some people are going to frown upon, like, the fact that people dip their pretzel in mustard. I'm not opposed to that either. I think there's a lot of different ways to enjoy your pretzel and your hot dog, but throwing it on the ice is not one way you enjoy it.
Hey, does your teammate, Chicky, did he, like, turn his nose up at the nachos? Because he's got that weird dietary routine, like, where he eats, like raw, like, liver and, like, raw milk.
I think he might have taken a bite on the way by.
Very good.
That's funny.
Excellent.
Where do you stand on a debate we had on the show recently about French toast versus an omelet? If you're gonna have breakfast,
yeah, really good.
What
breakfast.
Is the better breakfast meal, an omelet or French toast?
If you're gonna have breakfast and you can't have both, you're definitely going omelet. I mean, you don't want to start your day off with, you know, 1,000 grams of sugar, do you?
Right,
kind of do.
Bunch of bread.
Who doesn't like that sugar high? Are you kidding?
I'm gonna be really honest with you, I would say my daily breakfast consists of both, where I'm doing omelet and French toast.
Yeah.
Nice.
What do you think you're going to have this morning?
Oh, same thing I've had for the last eight or 9 years.
Which is?
What, like protein shake or something?
No. We're going to go 3 eggs, scramble.
There you go.
Ham, onions, spinach.
See?
Avocado. And then we're going to do some oatmeal with the exact same stuff in it. Coffee. And like 3 pieces of bacon or something.
There
like
you
that.
Go. You had me until you went avocado.
No,
you had me.
No delicious carbs on the side. No toast or bagel. Anything like that.
No, maybe some potatoes. But we got the oatmeal in there.
Okay, good.
You heard me say that.
Good.
You got the oatmeal.
Do you guys have your own chef that travels with you guys? How's that work?
No, we don't have our own chef. I know the Wizards. I think the Wizards have their own chef that travels with them. We have. I mean, don't get me wrong. What we eat is amazing. But
right.
We typically, like, for breakfast, we have a chef from the hotel that is down there making like omelets or eggs to order.
Right.
And then they also have, along with that, like, they have the buffet, which has it'll have like already scrambled eggs if you want to grab that, or it'll have pancakes, bacon, sausage, oatmeal. And then you got the dry food too, right? Like, if you really wanted like the cereal and yogurt, I'm missing the name for what the hotel calls that type of breakfast, but
Continental.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
The Continental there too. Yeah.
So Nick, you're in the middle of the longest roadie of the season. After the third or fourth game, like when you guys are on this long road trip, do you guys start feeling like a road where you're like rock band on tour, where you're not sure exactly what city you're in, what building you're playing in that night? What are these long road trips like for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, they're tough, man. They're, especially a lot of us have families, right? So like we have our families are back home, and the time change is tough too. Like it's 3 hours out here. So I would say I wake up at 7:30 or 8. My wife has probably lived a full day back home, and it's already, 11 o'clock, 11:30. I think I woke up the other day at like 9:30 after a game. We got in and it was 12:30 already. My wife's at home eating lunch. So, you got to double check your hotel room when you leave. Because you get back on the elevator after you come home from a skate or something, you're thinking to yourself, am I in Edmonton or Seattle, and what floor was I on?
Right.
And, that's happened before, where guys get in the elevator and, every time guys are like, oh man, was I on 7 or 8? You definitely get leery. I mean, we came out a day early, and then by the time we played the game, everyone's thinking like, man, we've been here for like 4 or 5 days.
No.
It gets really long. Yeah. I mean, we're fortunate. We stay in beautiful hotels. We eat amazing food. In the majority of the city, I mean, we're in Seattle right now. We're staying by the ocean. It's a beautiful view. We're not complaining at all, but, it definitely gets long.
Doubter, you guys aren't playing LA on this trip. I think you go out there in March, but you were in LA for 3 years and, I think 3 years, but man, everything that's happened out there with those wildfires is just scary. And I was watching the news yesterday and it got even worse. when you were out there, did you ever have to deal with that? Did you experience any of the wildfires out there in when the 3 years you were there?
No, we were fortunate. I mean, we never experienced anything like that. The fires don't typically reach, not that they did this time specifically, they didn't reach down to Hermosa or Manhattan Beach, where that's where all the players typically live.
Gotcha.
But they are dealing with obviously the smoke and the air quality and stuff like that. But no, when we were there, we were fortunate. We didn't have to deal with any of that. I mean, I just think, what's happened out there has been terrible. I mean, it's
scary,
so
man.
Unfortunate for all the families and the people with their homes. I mean, people lost everything. It's very sad.
It's terrible.
Joined in the Rude Guest Hotline by Nick Dowd of the Washington Capitals. So golf clap to everybody on the squad for playing lockdown defense. The Caps moved into the top spot in the NHL in goals against per game. You guys are just allowing 2.43 goals per game, just 8 in the last 7 games. So the defense
has been hot.
Ratcheted up. So, yeah, it's the D-men, it's the goalies. It's you guys on offense helping on defense as well. It's a big collective effort there.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game, and that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think obviously our goaltending has been very good. It has been all year for both goalies. I think we've done a much better job this year. I think it's like a group of five that are on the ice at the time of trying to help each other out and exit the D zone, you know, properly. And then, you know, what you got to realize too is like it's not just about exiting the D zone, right? It's about when you do get out of the D zone, you know, kind of putting the puck into a position where when you do get off the ice because you're tired, that the next five guys that are getting on the ice aren't just absolutely taking a barrage of offense coming back the other way, right? So I think we've really really focused on doing a good job of trying to help each other out, not leaving each other on an island and you know, saying, oh, okay, you got it, and moving on. And then once we get it out, I think we've done a good job playing in the ozone as well. So I think, you know, best old adage, best defense is a good offense. And so I think that's helped us.
Doubter, best of luck on the rest of the road trip. We'll see you back here in D.C. Saturday, February 1st, when you guys host the Winnipeg Jets. We'll talk to you again next week, bro.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys. Thank you.
Yep, that was Nick Dowd of the Washington Capitals, powered by Verizon.
You know what's funny, real quick, I wanted to mention to it, but I know he had to go. But Logan Thompson's third in the league in goals against average. Mm-hmm. Did you see who's number two?
I believe it's Darcy Kuemper. Darcy Kuemper. Right. Yeah, wow. They're both having great years. And you know what? I remember interviewing Darcy Kuemper out at MedStar a couple years ago.
Super nice guy.
Couldn't find a nicer guy.
Great dude.
So,
I feel good for him.
Pulling for him.
Yes, he did.
He wasn't here. No, he wasn't great here, but he's
balling out.
I know. I like well nice guys, Cakes. I'm team nice guy.
So good for him. Again, that was Nick Dowd of the Capitals. We'll be right back.